It's 7:45 Central, 8:45 Eastern. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. When President Trump visited the Ohio River to promote his infrastructure plan, he focused on an overlooked part of our transportation system, waterways. Agriculture, energy, and manufacturing all depend on aging locks and dams to deliver goods. But some infrastructure experts fear the president's plan for new projects might not hold water. Becca Schimmel from the Ohio Valley Resource has this story.
In western Kentucky, not far from where the Ohio joins the Mississippi, work is underway on the most expensive inland waterway project in U.S. history. The Olmsted Lock and Dam will replace two aging structures where breakdowns cause costly delays. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Christopher Beck says Olmsted is one of the busiest locations on the inland waterways.
We pass about 90 million tons of cargo through here every year, so it's critical to both this region, to industry, and the nation.
By the time it's complete in 2022, the project will have taken about 30 years and cost a little under $3 billion. President Trump wants to change the way the country plans and pays for big projects like Olmsted, with fewer regulations and more private investment.
Well, thank you all. It is great to be back in Ohio. We love Ohio.
About 500 miles upstream of Olmsted, Trump stood on the riverbank to speak about the nation's infrastructure. With coal barges as a backdrop, the president said businesses and jobs depend on infrastructure that is in dire condition.
But these critical corridors of commerce depend on a dilapidated system of locks and dams that is more than half a century old. And their condition, as you know better than anybody, is in very, very bad shape. It continues to decay.
Mike Toohey was excited to hear President Trump talking about the inland waterways system. Toohey is president of the Waterways Council, an organization advocating for inland waterways infrastructure.
It's the first time in my career that I've heard a president talk about the need to invest in our waterways and how important they are to our national economy.
The president's speech was light on specifics, but a White House fact sheet highlighted plans to increase user fees on inland waterways. Toohey is a bit skeptical of this approach, especially if tolling is implemented. He notes increased fees could drive commerce away from waterways.
Customers will exercise their choice to always pursue the low-cost option, and they will go to competitors of those businesses that are on the inland waterways locking system, and because they don't have to pay any tolls, and they'll buy their commodities there.
The president's ideas to encourage more public-private partnerships also raise some concerns. Steve Ellis, vice president of the nonprofit budget watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense, says private sector interests don't always line up with public needs. He says one of the challenges is allowing the private sector to make money while keeping rates low enough that the service remains affordable. He notes public-private partnerships aren't without their risks.
A large percentage of them actually fail. And then the federal taxpayer or the state taxpayer in many of these cases is on the hook to actually fund the rest of the project or pick up the pieces where they left off.
Trump also pledges to roll back regulations associated with infrastructure projects. Ellis warns that those regulations can play an important role in making sure tax dollars are spent wisely.
And sometimes some of those regulations and hoops lead to us not building a bad project or wasting taxpayer money.
Ellis calls Olmsted the poster child of overdue and over-budget projects, one that should serve as a cautionary tale. He and others will be watching to see if those lessons are heeded as the president pushes for $1 trillion in infrastructure investment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.